Milwaukee police are mourning one of their own this morning as a 17-year veteran of the department was shot and killed in the line of duty yesterday evening. It happened in the Metcalf neighborhood on the city's north side, and a suspect is now in custody. WUWM's Marty Michelson is here now with the details. Good morning, Marty.
Hi, Rachel.
So what happened?
Well, the call came in around 5 p.m. that an officer was down in the area of 28th and Meineke. Milwaukee Police Chief Alfonso Morales says the officer went to the neighborhood to question somebody who was wanted on drug and gun offenses. He caught up with the person at a home, and then the suspect opened fire. The officer was taken to Frederick Hospital, where he later died. The suspect was arrested near the scene shortly after the shooting. Chief Morales says the investigation is fluid and more details will be trickling out in the coming days.
I heard that a big crowd of people gathered in that area, also that Chief Morales and others had some powerful things to say.
Yes, dozens of people from the neighborhood poured into the streets, talking to each other and were wondering what was going on. Dozens of police officers also stood nearby. Then Chief Morales arrived on the scene and delivered the news that the officer had died. Choking back tears, Morales said the officer was a friend of his and well-loved by the department. Mayor Tom Barrett accompanied the chief and said, quote, "Words cannot describe the sorrow and anger I feel at this moment."
Yes, and the Milwaukee Police Department has had its share of grief this summer, hasn't it, Marty?
That's right. The shooting happens nearly 2 months after the death of Milwaukee police officer Charles Irvine Jr., who was killed after the squad car he was in crashed while in pursuit of a reckless driver.
And as the crowd was gathering in the Metcalf Park neighborhood, another group was congregating downtown as well.
Well, hundreds of people gathered near 9th and State around 9 o'clock last night to show support for the police department as dozens of police cars escorted the body of the fallen officer in a procession from Frederick Hospital onto I-94 and to the medical examiner's office in downtown Milwaukee. Mayor Barrett, District Attorney John Chisholm, and dozens of community leaders were among the crowd. Others issued statements of condolence, including one from Governor Walker and one from Alderman Russell Stamper. He thanked the officer for his service and said the sadness he witnessed at the scene is difficult to process. He said he cannot stop thinking about the officer and his family.
Okay, well, thank you so much for joining us, Marty.
You're welcome.